Good to have you with us again today, friends. And we're going to read just a little verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, where the Apostle Paul says, "For we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ, in them that are saved, and in them that perish." A sweet savour, a sweet fragrance, a sweet odour, a sweet taste, even to our Heavenly Father. That's what the Christian is to be in Christ. One of the reasons that God saved us is that we might be conformed to the image of His Son. And being conformed to the image of His Son, that we might reflect His Son to a fallen world. That we might be Christ-like, that we might be like Him. That's what the name Christian actually means. It means little Christs. And here Paul says that this has been accomplished in Him and in His friends in the ministry and even in the church at Corinth. We are a sweet savour of Christ. That's the greatest purpose in all of life, to be a sweet savour of Christ. People should notice that in us. If I'm out for the day, maybe doing some visitation, and there's maybe a dog in that home or a cat and it licks me or rubs up against me or maybe puts its head in my lap, as soon as I come in, our dog Tozer knows straight away that you've been in the presence of a dog or a cat, and he's all sniffing, he's all curious. He picks up that savour, he picks up that scent, that odour. And if we're in fellowship with Christ, that should be very, very evident to God and to those around us. You know, deodorant, perfume, aftershave, things that are supposed to make us smell good are big business. Sometimes we get maybe a little bit suspicious whenever somebody buys us aftershave or deodorant for birthday or for Christmas, because we maybe wonder, do I not smell just the way I ought to smell? But you know, the Christian in the spiritual sense should be a sweet savour. First of all, Paul says, unto God. He's the one that we ought to please, to glorify, to live for, to exalt, to magnify. And He is the one that we ought to live to the glory of. And if we are in fellowship with Christ, God our Father senses that. He knows that. And He wants to produce Christ-likeness in us. That's the great goal of the Christian, to be a sweet savour of Christ unto God. And then also a sweet savour of Christ in them that are saved. Christian people should have a good fragrance about them. They should be sweet towards one another. It has to be said that many that profess the name of Christ, just to put it bluntly, they stink. They gossip. They backbite. They attack one another. They maybe hide behind a keyboard and put things up on Facebook or social media about other Christians, and they attack other Christians. And sometimes you wonder, is that person a Christian at all, whenever they're so spineless and so faceless and they don't fulfill the principles of Matthew 11 and in love and in mercy and in grace go and seek to be reconciled and be gracious to a brother who they feel has done something wrong or offended them and set it straight. We shouldn't air our dirty linen in public. It stinks. Christians should be sweet and gracious towards one another. And then as well towards them that perish. We live in a perishing world. People all around us are lost. And we ought to display the fragrance and the savour of Christ to a world that is lost. Because if the world does not see Christ and Christ-professing people, they will want nothing to do with Him. Your life and mine is the only sermon that some people ever hear. They not lift the Bible, they'll not go to church, they'll not listen to a gospel message, they'll not lift a gospel tract. But if we profess Christ, they ought to see and to hear and to experience and even in a sense to smell the fragrance of Christ in us. May God help us to be a sweet savour of Christ, unto God first and foremost, unto those that are saved, and then before them that perish. God bless you richly. Thank you for listening.